Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Wednesday, the 14th March.
Hello.
Hello. What's the news? The news is rubbish today, isn't it?
The news is just repulsive in that it's non-existent. So instead, should we have a chat about like one of the like world subjects, like philosophy?
Well, should we do a quick whiz through the news first?
What
and then we'll talk.
What news do you have?
Right, well...
I don't think it's news.
Roman Abramovich has got divorced. He's kept it quiet. He's had a quickie divorce. He's paying her a lot of money. He's a rich Russian. He owns Chelsea. Not the place, the football team. Jonathan Dimbleby is 62. He got married yesterday for the second time. 31-year-old. Half his age.
Mm.
She's expecting. Would you, Jonathan Dimbleby?
In
3 years' time, when you were 31,
mm-hmm.
would you marry him? If he'd stayed the same age?
No, to be honest. But I can see the attraction. Good on them.
Well, I hope they're very happy together. Heather, she did that interview. She didn't say anything very much. She said she hinted that her court battle had been mega stressful. She says she doesn't really get nervous about things, apart from meeting a potential mother-in-law, so that's not going to be happening. I don't know if that's because she goes out with all men whose mums are dead, or what. And she says she's quite flexible. Angelina Jolie's getting a new baby to add to her clan.
Mm.
She's made a mistake, though, because she's getting another Vietnamese one. She's already got one of them, hasn't she?
I thought she had,
yeah. Yeah, so she probably should have branched out, really, if she wants to have a proper rainbow family.
I mean, she doesn't have a black one, does she?
Ethiopian Sahara.
Yeah. What's she missing?
She's got whitey... She wants a Chinese or something. Or Vietnamese is very similar. What about a sort of swarthy Iranian? Swarthy Iranian girl. Something like that. Something Middle Eastern. That's probably what she wants.
A desert nigger.
Kate Moss has worn a fur coat. The Mirror have damned... They've got a picture of Kate Moss and Pete Doherty and they've just pointed out all the bad points. He's got some bad sling around his neck. They've got a bottle of bubbly, a Polaroid movie, a camera, and a fur made of 12 foxes. They're saying she ain't classy.
Well, what do they know? What do they know?
TV channel ITV Play's been taken off air, axed completely due to the telephone phone scandal. Also, Channel 4 Racing have stopped phone-ins. And this is how serious and how ingrained this corruption is within the TV industry.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Peter have come out and said, sorry, there's one day our phones broke, the whole phone line is down, so we faked a competition and they just got some kid who was in the building to ring up on his mobile phone and he won all the prizes.
Oh no.
So all the other kids couldn't get through. They didn't make any money.
Did that kind of thing, to be honest. I thought it was all sending and they'd have loads of stuff.
Well, I mean, when was the last time you watched Blue Peter?
Well,
that's the thing, things have changed since our day. We had to draw a nice picture and send it in. By post, it's probably all text. But the BBC didn't make any money out of that. It was there was Tempe a call, and most of that went to charity. So, but probably not much of it went to charity because the phones were broken.
Brits are getting more and more thick. Officially,
huh?
Firms
are advertising
for people to take on these very good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody to fill them.
I mean, does that mean? Is it not that perhaps people aren't as ambitious? Or is it just that they are just thick? It's just
thick.
Mm. Well, they've got a new way of working, stopping this. They're going to start assessing babies, the way they cry and the way they gurgle and communicate as babies,
mm-hmm.
to work out whether they're allowed to live. If they're okay, they can go on school. If they're not, they'll get thrown in a bin or something.
What?
I made the last bit up, but they are going to start testing babies.
Oh, to see if they're going to be clever when they grow up or...
Yeah, there's going to be a national curriculum for under fives. And they have to meet some government targets. But, you know, how can you target? You can't make children more intelligent at that age. They don't actively...
Target their parents and shoot them quite a lot of the time. Naomi Campbell's been cured of anger.
How's that?
Yoga.
Perfect. That'll work.
It won't.
A girl of 13 with some gloves from Camden. She's run off with some fella she met on the internet. They found her again.
She was in a hotel.
She was in a hotel.
We don't
know
if she'd been shagged or not. We don't know how old the guy was.
I suspect that she had been shagged. Mm. And I think she was probably willing. I mean, she looked older than 13, didn't she?
Yeah, she probably had a nice time. I mean, it could have been in the 20s. But... that billionaire thing.
What's that?
YouTube might be sued.
Oh, by Viacom. Because they keep putting their TV programmes on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
It's kind of understandable. They need to find a way of not fucking people off too much. £500 million. What's that in pounds?
£500 million.
Right.
Brian Harvey's single, or song that he's done for the Eurovision Song Contest, he sent out promotional CDs. Misspelled his name. This is Brian Harvey. I'm quite looking forward. I think it's Eurovision Making Your Mind Up on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm weirdly looking forward to it. It's usually quite a good laugh.
Really? Never watched it.
You even watched it when Jordan was on. She was a bit pregnant. Wearing a silver jumpsuit. Amazing.
There's new rules in Croatia. New law. Mm-hmm. Which makes, I think, good sense. It means university professors are now allowed to bed their students.
Well, why not?
Why not?
I mean, let's face it, most of the university professors become university professors for the groupies.
For the groupies?
Yeah, it's like, what do you go? What should I do to get the most groupies? Pop star, university professor, comedian.
There was certainly, in my first year at uni, there was certainly one of the professors that half the class certainly had a big crush on him. And there's absolutely no need to have a crush on this man other than that he was our professor.
See, it's one of those jobs.
He's got a turned out to be gay and got cancer in his ass anyway.
No news on that page.
Prince William wears glasses. His birds, future queen, is a year older than him.
Are you allowed to wear glasses and be in the army?
Yeah.
Oh. Fergie has been chucked off a plane because she was pie-eyed, drunk
Princess
as a skunk.
Ferguson?
Yep, Sarah Ferguson, 31, was singing, to Los, flying from Los Angeles to Britain when the airline staff spotted she could barely stand.
Well, you don't need to be able to stand, really.
Yeah, I think she's got a new single out. I don't know what it's called.
The NHS had £11 million sitting around, and they thought to themselves, what shall we spend this money on? So, a quick quiz. What would you spend it on?
£7 million?
No, £11 million. And you've got
and
a choice.
And I'm the NHS.
You're the NHS, and you've got a choice of three things.
Okay.
It can buy you 366 doctors for a year,
mm-hmm.
550 nurses,
mm-hmm.
or do a survey.
Oh, I'd probably go for the nurses.
Right.
Did they go for the survey?
Yeah.
They should have used it to pay off all those people that keep suing them.
Now, it makes me so angry. I can't even bear to go into how angry it makes me.
No, let's leave that when we talk about some philosophy or something. You know that they found that cave where Jesus was buried with his son and his wife and all.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, mistake. A leading expert said yesterday. He says the scholars have misread the inscriptions.
Right.
A man was best man at the wedding, but he was busy on the wedding day, which is probably pretty much the worst thing a best man can do.
Busy doing what?
He was a racing driver. He was doing a race.
Right.
So instead he sent a pre-recorded speech and sent a life-size cardboard cutout.
That's really shit.
And as I say, if your best man can't even be bothered to turn up,
for
your wedding, you're perhaps
not the best.
He's not the best man, perhaps. I mean, he's not really a proper friend.
Maybe he's the only one. A couple found that they were £414 in arrears for water because all their mail had been, the postman had been just putting it in a trough in the middle of a field.
Weird. We better off burning it.
Does this bag, you know, there's this new bag down, that's a plastic bag.
Yes, it's been designed by Anya Hindemarsh for Tesco, I think. It's like a bag for life.
Yeah, Sainsbury's. Five Repop is meant to be. They pre-sold 1,000 of them. They're all on eBay for loads of money.
It's not, you mean, you can just go and get one tomorrow, whenever it comes out. Just go and buy one, because they've probably made plenty of them.
Oh, they'll sell loads of them.
You're not going to do a limited edition carrier bag, are you? Maybe you are. Take That Musical's happening, official.
Oh.
But it's not necessarily going to star that Ray from...
Good, because he's a little cunt, isn't he?
Yeah, it's actually going to be more along the lines of We Will Rock You or the ABBA one.
Right.
What's that called? Bjorn, no, not Bjorn again.
So it's a story. So
it's a story incorporating
the story of the band.
No, and it's not, yeah, so...
Good.
Whoever made that story up about Ray being in it was just lying. It was just a lie.
It's the sort of lie that, you know, people get easily made up, isn't it? Mel B.
Is she still pregnant?
Yeah. She had a baby shower. She wore a leopard print loincloth.
She hasn't changed, has she?
No. She's done all right though, as long as she can, as long as the DNA test comes up with what she's after, she'll be all right.
Well, I'm sure it will. I think she knows who she was sleeping with and who she's pregnant by.
Although
she was staying at his bloody house, didn't she?
Although.
Mm.
Spice Girls reunion is going to happen within a year. I suppose once her and the Bunton have popped.
But apparently it's Chisholm that's stopping it, preventing it. She's the one who's providing the hold up. Sporty.
Really?
Yeah, because she thinks that she's. Well, I think she's got a new album out. I think she thinks that she's got a career, whereas in fact.
She hasn't really.
She's the stumbling block. All the rest are very pro the Spice Girls reunion. This is what I've heard. Some ducklings came out with some eggs, and the eggs were bought in a supermarket. That's the unusual thing about that story.
Nice. We should pop down the canal, see how the
swannies and that are doing.
There was a banquet was held for some elephants. They look like they're having a high old time.
They do. What are they eating mainly? It's like noodles.
Loads and loads of bananas and stuff.
Oh, I've got a banana. I love that, Emily. Children's parties apparently cost a fortune these days. The average gift bag, party bag, costs £7.48.
God.
Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, in my day, what you'd have, what, a balloon, maybe a novelty, and a bit of cake.
Yeah.
Maybe a necklace of sweets. Maybe. I'd say the value of that was less than a pound.
Yeah, it'd be like a little plastic bag, and then it would be, you'd wrap a bit of cake, and maybe plastic beads.
Hair clip, something like that. Just a little thing.
Pencil.
£7.48. Kids are expensive.
What's in them?
Don't know.
Scale electrics.
Card games, water pistols, model planes, streamers, tattoos. Model cars, plastic sunglasses, and fake tiaras. That's just one. Not really. Do you remember when we had that party and we had party bags?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't spend a lot of money on them, did we?
No.
They were good though, weren't they?
They're alright then.
Yeah. I think people like the novelty of having a party bag. Brought back some memories.
Got rid of the carrier bags.
The hell, those carrier bags.
Oh. Heather Mills, Mucker. His favourite to get booted off a US show, Dancing with Stars, before she has even performed, because she is so hated. Mucker was hoping to win new fans, but Mills' odds on at 5-6 to be the first to go.
Oh, interesting, isn't it?
The rank outsider to win. A spokesman said, regardless of how well Heather can dance, she's public enemy number one. Lots of people have complained that she's even going to be in it at all.
Wow. She apparently thrown a strop. I'm on the Daily Express now. My shop, because someone asked for her autograph and asked her to sign a copy of a Beatles album. And she said, no way. It's fair enough, actually.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it for news, isn't it? So what sort of things do you want to discuss?
Tony Robinson, age 60, has got a new 25-year-old girlfriend.
Really? I saw him out at the theatre recently. I didn't notice who he was with, though.
Yeah, so people would think maybe, she's got a hook nose, probably his daughter, but no. She's younger than both of his children.
That's young, isn't it?
Weird. I think weird to go out with somebody that's younger than your kids. I think it'd be quite hard not to treat them like a child. Oh well, good luck to him. They look happy enough. I'm sure he's quite an interesting person to go out with.
I suspect he might be a bit dull.
You think he's dull?
I suspect he could be, yeah.
Why?
Because I just found the best story of the day. We need to let this one slide. I don't know, you just keep banging on about Time Team. You wouldn't do impressions of Baldrick enough for my liking.
Would you want him to do impressions of Baldrick?
I'd love him to go every day. To go, I've got a cunning plan, my lord, I'm going to make the tea.
So if you were married to him and he did that every day...
Brilliant.
He'd be bloody in Time Team himself, being dug up.
That sounds like your mum might have said.
Yes, well.
This is brilliant. Do you know why? You know humans? Do you know them?
Yeah.
You know we're not that hairy? I mean, some more than others.
Yeah.
Do you know why hairy people have died out?
Go on.
Because cavemen used to kill hairy babies. But it says here.
Why?
Because they hated them. They just hated hairy babies and killed them off at birth. A process repeated over 100,000 years. Maybe we should still do that. Hang on a minute though, babies aren't very hairy. Even a hairy baby's not very hairy. Or maybe they were. That's why.
Well, they're probably more monkey-like then.
Cute.
I mean, I'd like it, but I'd be worried for it for its future. You know, like that... did you see that programme? I think it was one of the Channel 5 documentaries. About that family of...
Oh yeah, the hairy...
They're totally hairy and their faces are covered in hair.
Yeah.
I mean, they could just fucking wax, you know, but no, they feel like they have to live in the middle of a wood somewhere. But, I mean, it could be... It could be that, couldn't it? Actually, I saw an albino in the post office the other day.
Really?
Yeah, squinting because of the sun. I mean, what an idiot. The one thing that you do as an albino is carry sunglasses around with you.
Yeah. You got an excuse?
Because I think the look can be quite cool. But don't walk around squinting.
Say he's not an albino. Gary Newman.
No?
No, he's not. Someone told me he was once and I believed them for a while.
Oh dear.
Right, we've done quite a lot of non-news now. Is there anything... you want to talk about?
Pete Doxey and Kay Moss kissing each other.
What did the son think of that? Do they hate her jacket?
No, they like it. So they say, good on you, Pete. Just don't. Keep saying her album's flopped.
Has it been out a week?
It's not been out very long.
I'll tell you what has... From you know, what that post has come down. Poster's come down very quickly. Mm. We noticed that. There was a poster of Joss Stone's album outside our window. Mm. That's only stayed up a week. It's been replaced by The Gossip. Make of that what you will.
Well, I think she's good, you know, and she's... It's a shame she's been slated.
She's gone a bit mad, I think, though, hasn't she?
But has she really?
I don't know. I was reading a thing about how she had a gig. The doors opened at 7:30. She had no support. She didn't go on stage until 10. So they were, everyone had been there for 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. And then they were all pretty pissed off and she refused to play any of her old songs. Mm. And the journalist who wrote the review I was reading said it's only the second time in his life that someone has noticed that he's reviewing it and come over to him and said, please, can you slag this show off? It was awful.
Yeah.
are really angry about it. Yeah. So I think she's alienating some of her fans, perhaps.
But I think that's the silliness of youth, though, because she would think, oh, I don't want to do my old stuff, not realising that, of course, that's why people, you know, have come along. I think she's just a bit naive. Somebody got drowned by a whale.
Yeah, I saw footage of this this morning. The whale got
you.
Yes, it was on the BBC. Ironically, in big whaling nation Japan, a man got killed by a whale. Some might say that's justice, but he wasn't a whaler, so probably not justice at all. It had gone into a shallow waters and it was stressing out. They were in tiny little boats,
mm-hmm.
And they were just sort of slightly trying to herd it, and the whale flipped out and went roar and jumped out of the water and knocked the boat over.
Uh-huh.
They were a tiny boat, so there was reports that they tried to tie a rope around its fin and drag it out to sea, which might have infuriated it, but that's only reports, that no evidence of that.
British kids aged 15 and under are the most sexually active people in Europe.
Really?
Yeah, 40% of under 15-year-olds are shagging like...
15-year-olds?
Bastards.
Well, they got the energy for it, haven't they?
Double G, 34 double F, 36 G, and 30 F.
What's the difference between an F, a double F, and a G? Why? Because they could have. The thing is, they haven't run out of letters. It's not like it's a double Z. They could have gone an F G H instead of doing double G, double F.
I don't know.
I'm going to have a word with the bra manufacturers about that because that makes no sense to me.
And I would have thought an F cup was quite big.
Mm.
But apparently not.
No, she doesn't look that chesty. But maybe it's just not. Maybe it's holding her in. She looked better there, it's the same woman. I mean, it's the difference between your girth, isn't it? And that's the difference.
Mm.
Around your rib cage and then where your chesty is.
Mm.
Your boobs.
I don't.
Your
get
breasts.
It. I don't get it.
Your Erica's.
Your
pillows. Your jubilees.
Your busters. Your saggy pillows.
Titties.
Your
puppies.
Your titties. Your busters, tits.
We've done them all.
Breasts.
You can come up with any more euphemisms.
Yeah,
we're
not feeling very... I'm sure there's loads.
Yeah, we're not really thinking. The news has been rubbish. We've been rubbish.
Mm.
I thought this was going to be the best news box ever today because of our guests, and it's turned out to be a disappointment.
Don't be disappointed, little Michelle. I'm sure we'll get him in another day. Okay. And that'd be great.
Well, thanks for listening. We'll be back
and
next
week. Yeah, email us.
Email us
any
tips.
Ideas about tips.
Yeah, we'll make a list.
Yeah, great. Bye.
Bye.